Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here today. Now, welcome on to the call, the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Catuso. Good morning, Coach Catuso.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A tough one for your guys on the road at Monmouth, lose 38-35 in overtime. You guys was certainly a great comeback, but as you've gone back and looked at that film, just give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, the bright side was the resilience and the fight that we showed. It was, you know, 21-0 late in the first half at an away site. We had missed multiple opportunities for touchdowns in the first half. Guys open, just a drop touchdown, a bad throw on a double pass for a wide open receiver. It put us in a big hole. But, you know, I think the young quarterback is played really well, made a couple bad decisions, which is inevitable when you throw the ball that many times. But I think Jawan Green was, you know, I mean, 15 catches for 240 yards was about the best day I've seen from a receiver in a long time. He was spectacular and got us back in the game. You know, some good positives out of the offensive line against a pretty good football team. You know, the negatives, I just didn't think we played hard on defense. We continue to struggle in some of the very simple concepts that are getting us in trouble in games. And against a good, you know, a fifth-year senior and a couple good players on their offense, it hurt us. You know, we got ourselves in a situation where we were stopping third downs. We blew fourth down simple fits that got them first downs, and we've got to be much better on defense going forward. But it's a hard loss, you know, anytime you lose. And, you know, we fought all the way back, and to hit an upright and a field goal and some of the situations, we just, you know, it's a heartbreaker, and we've got to bounce back and just continue to fight our way through these tough losses until we start winning them.
You touched on Jawan, was unbelievable. He had the drop there, as you mentioned, in the first quarter, but after that, 15 catches, 245, and three touchdowns. And we've talked about Jarrah Reeves in the past couple of weeks. Everybody knows about Dev. How difficult do you feel like it is to stop your receivers right now with the depth and the kind of game breakers you have?
You know, I think it all, you know, I think it depends on how teams want to play. I mean, you know, we've seen a couple different concepts in the first three games, and people are, you know, everyone knows we want to try to run the ball effectively. I thought we did. I think the game situation got us out of our run game. You know, Carl was averaging, you know, I think he ended up averaging 7-8 yards a carry because he had a long run, but he was averaging 5 or 6 prior to that. You know, we just got ourselves in a position where they were, you know, we felt the pass game was open and we had some matchups we could do, and we had to pick up the pace a little bit. But, you know, yeah, our receivers are good players and coming along, and I, you know, the production out of them this week was excellent, and, you know, we need to continue that because everybody seemed to play us a little different each week, and we're going to have to adjust. We know these games just keep getting more difficult as we go. I think the development of the quarterback is really critical for us right now. Jeff's, you know, these young quarterbacks, you know, I've seen some of these young redshirt freshmen and freshman quarterbacks in our league and how good they get in time. I think he's on a really good trajectory right now in his development. We've got to eliminate the turnovers, you know, from trying to do too much, but ultimately I thought he played a gutsy, hard-fought football game for us.
Certainly did. Almost 400 yards passed and 4 touchdowns, and none more dramatic than the one that sent the game in the overtime on that 4th-and-10 play to Jarrah. Was that something that you guys work on and draw up, or was it just a situation where you felt like he just needed to make a play?
Well, you know, we kind of went to a little bit of a, it wasn't a true Hail Mary set concept, but it was similar. We were trying to just work a group and try to make a play, and it, you know, there's not a whole lot of plays from, I don't know how long far it was, 20 some yards out. There's just not a whole lot of plays of that distance that you can count on when you're playing against a drop 8 concept. So I think the it was a 21 yard pass. We were expecting them to take the penalty, to be honest, and they didn't. But he, you know, Jeff made a catchable ball, which is the key in those situations, and Reeves did a great job going up and getting it. And We really wanted to go for two in that situation, away with 4 seconds. But, you know, we got a, you know, I don't know how to term the penalty that was called, pulling someone off a pile. I thought that was a rough call for us, and we had to settle for taking the extra point. But that's how it falls, and, you know, we weren't able to finish the game. It's unfortunate. It was a tough loss. We've got to bounce back against, you know, a really talented quarterback and a good Lafayette football team is progressing.
Just one more on the offensive side, and you kind of touched on it, but 511 yards in the Monmouth game, obviously a lot through the air, but, you know, last week we were talking about the running game and the big games that Carl and Alex had. How good do you feel about the fact that, as you said, when you see different types of defenses, that you can move the ball either on the ground or through the air?
Well, I do feel good about it. I think you know, the defenses the last 2 weeks weren't our CAA-level type defenses. They were solid, and Monmouth had some athletes, but not as good as what we're going to see coming forward. But it is a good feeling. You know, we've been offensively challenged for a period of time here, and I think one, the O-line is really solidifying, and I think that's helped, and I think we have threats at every position, and we have a young quarterback that I love his courage. You know, he's a kid that he's not afraid to go out there and battle. We were down 21-0. The one constant voice you heard on the sideline was Jeff Undercuffler, and you know, I think the future bodes well for him if he can continue to develop. So we're just trying to win games, and it's funny. I'm not a yardage guy. I'm into turnovers and big plays and that upfront battle and some things we prize. And yardage is always—it's the most yards we've had in a long time, and we lost. So, you know, yardage doesn't mean a lot to me. And I think the turnovers, missed tackles, the things that are frustrating to me as a coach are the things that cost us the football game.
Okay, actually switching sides to the defense, Monmouth obviously had talented players at quarterback and a really quality player at running back. What made them so tough for your guys to stop, or was it a case where you felt like you were in position and just didn't make the tackles?
No, I thought they do have talent. I think the quarterback's really good. I mean, you know, when you get to a fifth-year quarterback that's been successful and he makes good choices, he didn't make any silly throws into coverage and, you know, that younger quarterbacks do. I thought he managed the game really well. He made a couple good plays with his legs. You know, we really pressured him with our front four. We thought we could win the pass rush battle, which I think we did. We left probably 4 or 5 PFLs on the field that we should have had, that we just, you know, that because, you know, Guerrero's a good back and the quarterback's a good athlete. You know, I was a little disappointed. You know, we knew they were where they were going to throw the ball at times. We just didn't make some plays. Credit, you know, their receiver was Moore was a good player, and the game came down to poor tackling and bad fits for us. You know, we gave them too many yards, too many easy yards. And look, when you're playing a great offense, it's all about situations. And I really think that in key situations, we made some unforced errors that cost us a lot of yards, a lot of conversions. And that ultimately doomed our defense. I thought as the game progressed, we played a lot better defensively. But it's just something that, you know, the first half was rough, you know, and we didn't help it with the turnovers. The defense stood up and held 2 turnovers to field goals, a 2-point conversion that we practiced all for a week and a half, a week. And, you know, we don't stop. And then you look at the game at the end, if we stop that, we win. So ultimately, at the end of the day, it's on me as a coach to get this stuff fixed, and we're going to grind hard to get better on defense.
Saturday, you get to come back home, and as you touched on, face a Lafayette team. As you've started to look at them, what are some of the challenges that they present on both sides of the ball?
Well, you know, they've got a freshman quarterback that's lighting it up. You know, he's averaging, heck, he's probably averaging almost 350 yards passing. He's very poised. He's athletic. He runs the ball. I think they're well schemed on both sides of the ball. I've been impressed with what I've seen out of them. They played Monmouth awful tough. They lost by a field goal late. You know, last week, it's hard to tell what went on, but ultimately, at the end of the day, we're a team that needs to win this game, and we got to go out and play a great football game against a team that has certainly can come in here and kick our butts if we don't play a good football game. So, you know, we're going to show up and try to match their quarterback a little bit and try to get a win.
All right. right, Greg. Thanks so much for taking time with us. Good luck on Saturday against Lafayette, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you.